As winter lingers here in Wisconsin, one organization in Door County has found a way to have fun in the snow and work with rescue dogs.
Bonnie Ulrich and Richard Desertel are mushers from the Door County Sled Dog Program. Bonnie, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you.
And Rick, it's great to have you with us.
Well, thanks a lot.
Bonnie, we'll start with you. Tell us about this program. How does it work?
Oh, well, we are a nonprofit organization made up of all rescued sled dogs, about 30. 35 dogs that are permanently in our organization, and about 30 to 40 volunteers who happen to get together and work toward a cause where we rescue dogs, and they're all indoor pets, and they learn dog-powered sports, and we take what we have to give out to the community, and we share our knowledge and our fun, all in hopes of good outreach and in the voice, being a voice for rescues.
And Rick, introduce us to the dogs you work with. Where do they come from?
Oh my, they come from all different sorts of situations. We have dogs that come from shelters. We have dogs that we have owners who have dogs at home who are their pets, but they've lost their homes and they need a new place for their dogs to go. There's just a variety of places where we're always out there looking for new dogs and trying to help out when we can.
And in my head, I picture like 30 Chihuahuas towing a sled, but I'm guessing there's a variety of breeds. Maybe it's the bigger ones, huh?
Well, I'll step in there. Actually, we always laugh, and we take our biggest sled dogs that are 105 pounds and then our smaller ones that are about 40 pounds, and we ask people, which one do you think is stronger? And, of course, they generally pick out the 105-pound one, and we say, which one do you think is quicker and that? And everybody says, you know, look at that big sled dog. That would be a great, you know, a great pulling dog. But the truth is we share this joke with people. We say, if you were a marathon runner, which would you rather be, 145 pounds or 350 pounds?
Well, then why do people mush with Huskies usually if they could be mushing with Chihuahuas or something a little bigger at least?
Well, you know, the Huskies have the drive to pull. You know, it is instinctual. They want to go, they want to go, they want to go. And in spite of that, they still need to learn how to pull in harness. So in our team, we have several, many Siberian Huskies, but they're generally, you know, the bulkier dogs and more of the freight dog. And then we have the Alaskan Huskies, which are truly the racing sled dogs. And they're always Husky and a mixed breed of some other kind of dog, a hound, a pointer, something like that. We have a Border Collie mix, and she's a terrific lead dog. We have some cattle dogs. They're generally the smarter, really energetic dogs, and those are the ones that are always the hardest to place in good homes or that people want, but they can't maintain, and they end up with, you know, in bad situations, or if they're lucky, they end up with us and people we know. So we always tell people that if you have a dog that likes to pull, and you know that because you've taken it for a walk, and it's 40 pounds and in good health, you probably have a potential sled dog. It does not have to be a Husky.
So, Rick, how do you train a sled dog?
Well, it starts, you know, because we're getting rescues, they're a little older at times, and so we start by teaching them a few of the basics, learning how to wear a harness, learning how to line out, and that's lean forward in the harness and not twist around, learning how to work with other dogs. You know, really the first thing we do is we introduce dogs to the other dogs, and so many dogs together work as a team, and it's important that all the dogs have an opportunity to meet and then work together. And I think basically that's where we start off with our dogs.
And then eventually you work up to, you know, there you are, the back of the sled, the dogs are all pulling, you're ripping through the snow. What does that feel like, Rick, when you get to that point?
Oh, my. You are totally in the moment. We often tell people when you're out on the trail, you're concentrating on the dogs, you're concentrating on what's coming up ahead of you. You're working to steer the sled. And you'll be done, and you won't even realize you've been out for hours with the dogs. And it's a mind-altering experience for us. It really is.
And Bonnie, I know the dogs here have been described as athletes. So what is their training regimen like?
Well, Well, again, as Rick mentioned, depending upon their age, if we get them young enough, if they come to us, we will start them off at about 6 months of age, and it starts with them just wearing their little harness and getting used to it, and then we will put a rope on the end of the harness and put a little piece of firewood on there, and they'll learn to pull that and not be afraid of something behind them. And ultimately, as they get used to that, we generally, when we take the team out for the first time in the fall, it's always below 50 degrees, so the dogs don't become overheated. We will leave the new dog behind two, three, or four times, and they will watch the veteran team take off. And I can tell you that just about breaks their heart. And they squeal and they cry and they say, "I want to be a sled dog. I want to be a sled dog." And about the third time, we put them into the middle of our dog sled team. And the first few seconds, they're pretty freaked out and they're kind of scared. But we take off pretty quick, and so the veterans pull them, and the ones behind them, the veterans, they push them, and immediately, within a minute or two, the dogs are just all going, and that new dog is incredible to watch. It's incredible. It's magical. And if the dog is an older dog, again, we do the same thing if they haven't done any kind of mushing or dog sledding. And then we put them in the middle, and truthfully, I would say at least 50% of the time, they're learning from the other dogs, as Rick mentioned, or the other team members. So between the mushers and the team members, the dogs, it's a pretty successful model.
And you've mentioned the term mushers. This is what you and Rick are. So Rick, tell us about what that job entails. What does a musher do?
Oh, my. In our organization, the musher is an entertainer. But in reality, the musher is responsible for the team. We always tell children when we're out doing presentations with the scouts that, it's an amazing thing, but you have to be able to talk to each of your dogs, and that's true. And so if you have 12 dogs ahead of you, you have to be able to communicate with them and get them to respond to you just through your voice. And the musher has to plan where they're going to go. They have to motivate the team. When we're going up a hill or if we're giving rides, you get off the sled and you push and you help to get the team going. So the musher is as active as the dogs and also helping to keep the team working together. It's really, when we talk with children, it's really a great, great way to present teamwork and leadership and just all of those things that are so important today.
So if people are listening and think, I want to see this in action, what can they do? What kind of opportunities are there for the public to check this out?
We have several things coming up this Saturday. We are at the Wade House Museum in Greenbush, and there's the opportunity to see our presentation, which, by the way, it's super interesting, and it's funny. It's really funny. Rick and I have both taken clown class, so we make it pretty enjoyable, and you can really get an insider's view of the making of a sled dog team, and then afterwards, people can go on a really an authentic dog sled ride. It is the only event of our entire year where people are able to call into Wade House and reserve their tickets ahead of time. It's $20 for both the presentation and the ride, so it's a real bargain for winter. And then this spring, we're always asked because we, predominantly do our rides in Milwaukee throughout the winter. But this spring, we are opening up a education center. People always ask us, well, when we come to Door County or during the warmer months, where can we see the dogs? And now we've said, it's time. And so the dogs will host an education information center, and we'll be highlighting the history of dog sledding, the history of dogs. So for us, it's not all about dog sledding. It really is all about dogs. We tell people, because our dogs are indoor pets and because they are never chained and they are never kenneled, they run free on 3.5 acres, our dogs are really not any different than your dogs. Your pets, the only difference is that we have a lot more. We do more cleaning because we have to, and we've taught them dog-powered sports. And so people will have the opportunity to learn not only about the great sport of dog sledding, but also about their own pets and our obedience model and things like that by joining us in Door County this spring and summer.
All right. Bonnie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. We've enjoyed it.
And Rick, thanks to you as well.
And thank you. And hey, we hope to see you on the trail.
That was Bonnie Ulrich and Richard Desautel, mushers from the Door County Sled Dog Program. Did we end up putting a picture on the Central Time Facebook page?
There is one up, yes.
Okay. And so a good opportunity to go